The poet Sylvia Plath wrote just one novel in her short life. The Bell Jar was published in 1963, just months before Plath took her own life. It tells the story of a 19-year-old woman, Esther, and her attempts to become a writer and her struggle with depression. As the book approaches its 50th anniversary, Plath's publishers, Faber & Faber, are issuing a new edition of the novel. Adele Coffey has been looking at it for us. Just remind us, first of all, Adele, of what Sylvia Plath achieved in an incredibly and tragically short life.
Yes, she was. She's become almost mythical now in her sort of legendary status, but she died so young. She killed herself when she was just 30. And in that time, she had written The Bell Jar, which has become a modern classic. And she had published just one collection of poetries before she died. But in the few months up to her death, she had this huge spurt of creativity. Her marriage to the poet Ted Hughes had broken down. She was living alone with her two young children, and she, in, I think it was about the 6 months before her death, she wrote pretty much what came to be her posthumous collection, Ariel, which is pretty much her best poems, really. They're just phenomenal in their power. And she, before that, she had been an excellent student. She had been a Fulbright scholar to Cambridge, where she met Hughes. She had been a straight-A student.
This is Cambridge in England.
Yeah,
she was from Boston.
She was from Boston, Massachusetts, but she went to Newnham College in Cambridge, where she met Ted Hughes, and she studied there. So she was just a straight-A student, high achiever all the way, but she had experiences as a very young girl, as a college student in Boston, with depression, with electric shock therapy. And it's from this time in her life that a lot of the experiences in The Bell Jar were drawn.
Right. The Bell Jar then has this young 19-year-old heroine, Esther Greenwood. Who is she?
Well, Esther is, it's described as a semi-autobiographical book, but it seems like there are so many similarities to Sylvia Plath's life. Esther is a thinly veiled Plath. She is this excellent grade A student. She has won an internship, a highly prized internship that just a few girls from all over America won to this magazine called Mademoiselle, which is now closed. It was based in New York, and they all went there, you know, the best in their year, and worked as interns for a month. And this was kind of supposed to be an internship that would lead to them becoming, you know, highly successful career women, or to do something before they got married, because this was 1953. Oh. And that forms a great part of the book as well, this idea that women should all get married and have children.
Segment 1.
The poet Sylvia Plath wrote just one novel in her short life. The Bell Jar was published in 1963, just months before Plath took her own life. It tells the story of a 19-year-old woman, Esther, and her attempts to become a writer and her struggle with depression. As the book approaches its 50th anniversary, Plath's publishers, Faber & Faber, are issuing a new edition of the novel. Adele Coffey has been looking at it for us. Just remind us, first of all, Adele, of what Sylvia Plath achieved in an incredibly and tragically short life.
Yes, she was. She's become almost mythical now in her sort of legendary status, but she died so young. She killed herself when she was just 30.
Segment 2.
And in that time, she had written The Bell Jar, which has become a modern classic. And she had published just one collection of poetries before she died. But in the few months up to her death, she had this huge spurt of creativity. Her marriage to the poet Ted Hughes had broken down. She was living alone with her two young children. And she, in, I think it was about the 6 months before her death, she wrote pretty much what came to be her posthumous collection, Ariel, which is pretty much her best poems, really. They're just phenomenal in their power.
Segment 3.
And she, before that, she had been an excellent student. She had been a Fulbright scholar to Cambridge, where she met Hughes. She had been a straight-A student.
This is Cambridge in England. Yeah, she was from Boston.
She was from Boston, Massachusetts, but she went to Newnham College in Cambridge, where she met Ted Hughes, and she studied there. So she was just a straight-A student, high achiever all the way, but she had experiences as a very young girl, as a college student in Boston, with depression, with electric shock therapy. And it's from this time in her life that a lot of the experiences in the Bell Jar were drawn.
Right. The Bell Jar then has this young 19-year-old heroine, Esther Greenwood. Who is she?
Segment 4.
Well, Esther is, it's described as a semi-autobiographical book, but it seems like there are so many similarities to Sylvia Plath's life. Esther is a thinly veiled Plath. She is this excellent grade A student. She has won an internship, a highly prized internship that just a few girls from all over America won to this magazine called Mademoiselle, which is now closed. It was based in New York, and they all went there, you know, the best in their year, and worked as interns for a month. And this was kind of supposed to be an internship that would lead to them becoming, you know, highly successful career women, or to do something before they got married, because this was 1953. And that forms a great part of the book as well, this idea that women should all get married and have children.